And if you can do that, it comes down to, there's lots of bodhicitta practices that we can do, like the puja and a series of reflections and all of those things. But I think in a way, the most important for us is the practice of sangha. That's the real bodhicitta practice. And because in a way, we're doing it together. We're doing it together for the benefit of everyone. And it means that we can engage with our own liberation, our own spiritual practice, but we can engage in that spiritual practice in the context of others. And I think that's a tremendous and exciting opportunity. When we were talking about I can't remember what the question was, but to paraphrase it, something like, what's so great about the Dharma? Actually, everyone just talked about the Sangha on my little table. Because in a way, we've got this unique opportunity. We've got other people who we can do it with, who we can, in a sense, practice on, who are also practicing. Because I, for one, can't do it on my own. I need to do it with others. And the best experiences in my whole life are when I've been working in a team with other people and we're really practicing. And even better, if you're one of those people in the team you really don't like. Fantastic! So yes, so Sangha is the unique opportunity. It's the unique opportunity for going beyond our self preoccupation, for relieving us of the danger of pseudo-spiritual aestheticism. I don't know why I've got to say it in that stupid voice. It just lends itself. Yeah, but it's a unique opportunity because we can... I've completely lost it. I don't know what I'm talking about on the notes. It's a unique opportunity because we can do it together and we can really practice together, going beyond ourselves, going beyond self-preoccupation, going beyond our own limitations, going beyond the iron net of self-grasping. And in a way, it's our friends who pull us out of those strong rivers as well. I've just made that up, but I think it's quite good. It's our friends who pull us out of the river and untie us. So I'd just like to end with a quote from Arloka from a recent reporting in he did in Shabda. And incidentally, I did ask, because it was for order members only, I have asked if I can use this, and that's fine. But I really, sometimes I really like the way that Arloka puts things. So I'm just going to finish with this, a quote from him. He says, "I think the primary function of all order members is the creation of Sangha. You can call it overcoming the subject-object dichotomy, or Kalyana Mitrata, or realizing Bodhicitta, or seeing with naked awareness. The list is probably endless. But practically speaking, it means becoming less self-centered and realizing the world does not revolve around ourselves. Awareness of others and our interconnectedness and the necessary compassion to see that is the key to pretty much everything. Tall order, I know, but again, practically speaking, you have to start somewhere, and that needs to be with others on the same wavelength before you can extend it to life, all life everywhere." So yeah, so practically speaking, these verses, to me anyway, are about being less self-centered and realizing the world does not revolve around ourselves.